In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My brethren, the 40 days of the corporal presence of the risen Lord among his disciples come to an end. And it is to signify his departure that after the gospel we extinguish the Paschal candle. The apostles were very sad when our Lord announced that he had to go. And it's normal. It is the effect of love, which wants the presence of the beloved one and suffers from his absence. So the apostles were sad, thinking about the departure of Christ. But Christ told them to rejoice, because his ascension into heaven must be a day of celebration, a day of joy, and not of tears. But in order to understand the paradox of the joy of his departure, we need a key, a spiritual key that will allow us to understand the mystery of the Lord's ascension. And here, I ask you to pay attention. The Lord says in the Gospel, "Exivia patrem, et veni in mundum, iterum relinquo mundum et vado ad patrem." I came forth from the Father and entered the world. And now I leave the world and I go to the Father. My brethren, this is the key to the mystery. These are the divine words we shall meditate today. Exivia patrem, et veni in mundum. Here the Lord teaches us two things. The first one is his eternal birth from the Father. And the second one is his incarnation in time. Exivi a patrem. So the Lord came forth from the Father. And by these words, it is revealed to us the mystery of his most profound identity. The apostles, they believed that Jesus was sent by God, but they did not understand very well that he came out of God. But they began to understand this truth through these last teachings of our Lord. So the Lord came forth from God, but not like all the other creatures. And here we touch the cornerstone of our Christian faith. The Son comes forth from God, but not by the way of creation, like everything else, but by the way of generation. Genitum non factum. He was not made out of nothing, but he is begotten from the very substance of God. And this from all eternity. So he is the Son, who has the same nature as the Father, consubstantial in patri. He is God, because he is born of God, in a spiritual and divine way. The Son is the wisdom of the Father, His almighty Word, through whom all things were made, in heaven and on earth. Per quem omnia facta sunt. Qui propter nos homines et propter nostram salutem descendit de celis. And this is the second truth that the Lord teaches us. He came down from heaven. The eternal Son of God became a man. And that's Him, Jesus Christ. Veni in mundum. Yes, He came into the world. When He became one of us. When He deigned to be born of one of His own creatures, the blessed among all, the Virgin Mary. And it was not for His own sake that He came down from heaven, but it was for our salvation, propter nostrum salutem. And so, my brethren, it is also for us that today He ascends into heaven. It is for us. Why? Because in His divinity, Jesus Christ never departed from His Father. But it is in His humanity that the Lord can ascend into heaven. So the ascension of Christ, the ascension of His humanity to the heavenly glory concerns us all, because it is as a man that He ascends, as one of our race, our leader, the head of the body, which is the church, of which we are members. And we could say that it is really one of us who is placed there at the right hand of God in heaven. Because in Christ, it is our own nature, our own humanity that is glorified. So that's why we should rejoice on this day at the ascension of Christ into heaven. Because our nature, which was expelled from paradise after the sin of our first parents, this nature is now in Christ, raised to the highest heaven. And that's why we should rejoice, because the ascension is the consummation of the work of redemption, the complete victory of Christ. Behold, the humanity completely healed and glorified by Him and in Him. But all of this happens in a certain order. First of all, the humanity of Christ Himself. And then, in due time, the humanity of all those who belong to Christ. Jesus Christ, our head, He is already in heaven, and we, members of His body, we are called to follow Him. And that's why we are to rejoice at the ascension of Christ into heaven, because He goes before us to open the way. So, my brethren, there is no reason whatsoever to be sad at the ascension of our Lord into heaven. If we say that He leaves the world to go to the Father, it only concerns the visible presence of the Lord. The visible presence, that's all. But He does not abandon us. We cannot forget the promise he made before ascending into heaven. I am with you always until the end of time. So the truth is that he ascends to the Father, but he remains with us. In another manner, it's true. A manner that's not visible anymore, but it's real. The Lord remains with us in the Blessed Sacrament until the end of times, in all the tabernacles of the face of the earth. There he is. So let this sanctuary lamp burning at the altar be our consolation at the Lord's departure. My brethren, he's still with us. But if he hides himself to our eyes here below, it is only to raise our hearts from the realities of this world to the realities of the world to come. From the things of this earth to the things of heaven. Because, my brethren, we are made, we were born for heaven. So, my dear brethren, let us raise our eyes to where our Lord is right now, at the right hand of God the Father. Because that is our true homeland. It is there that we will finally meet the Lord, and we will be able to see him face to face. We will contemplate his most holy humanity, by which he saved us. But furthermore, in heaven, through his humanity, we will be admitted to the vision of his eternal divinity. And that is going to be the whole essence of our happiness in heaven for all eternity, until the ages of ages, per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.